This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Prof. Dion Foster, all the way from Amsterdam. Did you go to the beach yesterday? Good morning.
Oh, Brad, I sent you a photograph or two yesterday of our campus. Not a single student on campus. It was, a beautiful, beautiful summer's day. And I think all the students went to the beach, to be honest with you.
Well, that explains that then. It wasn't that they were like, we're not going to go and sit in another one of his classes.
Well, I taught yesterday at about 11, and of the 35 students who were supposed to be in class, there were 28, I think. So 7 of them made a good choice and went to the beach, you know.
Imagine here in sunny South Africa, every time that there was a sunny day, we went to the beach, we'd never get anything done.
Never get anything done. Absolutely. But you know, there's a train that runs from from where the university is, Amsterdam Zuid, straight out to Haarlem, to Zandvoort, where the Formula One is, and there's some beautiful beaches there. 20 minutes. So
Hey.
the students often, if they've got, you know, two or three free periods in the day, head out to the beach and then come back full of sea sand.
How nice does that sound? Now, Dion, we're living in a world at the moment where I feel sometimes it's the misfortune of having to read the news. And you find out there's just so much going on in this world right now where peace is something that seems very far away from anybody's lips, particularly in the Middle East and what's happening in parts of Eastern Europe. And there's this juxtaposition in my mind between what God is calling us to in what Jesus has provided through his death and resurrection, and the way that the world is currently carrying on. I'm not sure what your thoughts are.
Brad, so you know, this week I was really struck by this. So just as you've said, you know, we live in a time where there are wars and rumors of wars, and of course, you know, these in a globally entangled world touch upon all of us. So whether it's, you know, the current escalating conflict between Israel and Iran, whether it's Israel and Palestine, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, Yemen, whether it's, you know, parts of Africa, South Sudan. So, you know, we live in this place where there's, you know, this sort of violent conflict going on. But I was also just struck this week, you know, that these conflicts, these violences that exist around us, they begin somewhere. You know, they don't just materialize out of space. They begin in the hearts and minds of men and women who have a particular view of themselves and a view of another, and they arise from there. And I was struck, you know, this week by you know, that little piece in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons and daughters of God." Now, if we were to reverse that, we would say, well, what does it mean? What is the qualification to be a son or a daughter of God? If you want to be a son or a daughter of God, what should you be? And the answer is quite simple. It says, be a blessed peacemaker. And, you know, this really sort of stuck with me. And then I came across this little passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 19. Listen to what it says. It says here, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though once we regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new is here. All this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. So that little phrase struck with me. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And I had to think, Brad, what exactly does that mean for me? You know, I'm not connected to Donald Trump. I'm not connected to Mark Rutte, the head of NATO. You know, I live in a little house on the street and have, you know, my family. I'm a member of a church. What does that mean for me? You know, and I really felt the Lord saying, Dion, don't underestimate the task that I'm giving you. And there were three things that struck me. The first one is this: true peaceableness, to be a son or a daughter of God, begins within ourselves. If we read that passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the very first thing that we have to do is be reconciled with God, and begin to cultivate that peace between ourselves and God, to say, Lord, I'm not your enemy and you are not the enemy. I'm imperfect, I want to grow in perfection, but I want to be deeply, deeply bound to you. I want to live at peace with you. And that's going to take some commitment and work from my side and accepting your grace. Second thing is that it also means that we begin to live out the peace that Christ has won for us in our ordinary day-to-day relationships, our relationship with our spouse, our children, our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers. People should see in us that we are the children of God by the peaceable life that we live. Now, of course, that's easily seen through things like social media. What do we post? For the way in which we speak to those who are closest to us, I often think that some of the greatest violences that are performed are the violences from parents to children through the words they say, a husband to a wife, neighbors, people who work together, who sometimes forget just how precious and loved that other person is in the eyes of God, and how delicately and carefully we must treat them. I remember when I asked Megan's dad, could I marry her? He said to me, Dion, you have my blessing, but I want you always to love and treat her as special. I love that girl, and I want you to love her in the same way. And I think God looks at us and says, do that with the people around you. Brad, the third thing that struck me. So first of all, peace with God. Second of all, peace with our neighbors. Third thing that struck me is that we need to be people of prayer. I find it quite remarkable that myself and other Christians sometimes forget that even though I may not have the connections, God has every connection. And God wants us to be part of God's work in the world by saying, Lord, would you bring peace? Peace in my heart, peace with the people around me, but also peace in these contexts where, people are making unwise decisions, are escalating rather than de-escalating conflicts. We can really ask God to bring that peace there. And trust and believe that it's not our prayers that make the difference, but the God who hears the prayer and has the power to do it.
I wonder how many of us think that we actually can make a difference, Dion, that we think, what can, where you're saying you're just in your little house there, and I'm in my little house here, and everyone listening, sitting with there at, like, what can we actually do to change the world, where the problems are going, where the awful things are happening? I have my wife follows this lady on Instagram, and she just happens to live in Israel. And she posts what we received, Dion, like the load shedding schedule that we received when it's the power's going to be off or when the power might come back on again. They receive from an app exactly when they need to be sheltering, when the bombs and missiles
Wow.
are detected, and so they receive these via an app on their phone when they need to look for shelter. So, we hear what's going on. It becomes real for us sometimes in those contexts, but we think, what can I ever do? I mean, if I go on my knees and say, God, I pray for peace in the Middle East, or peace in Eastern Europe, or peace in Parliament, like, what difference is that actually going to make?
Yeah, I think, look, there are two things to say there, Brad. The one thing is that we know that God is a God of peace. And by joining our efforts and our will and our desire and our intention to God's will and desire, what we are doing is partnering with the God who structures the universe and saying, Lord, we want your will to be done. And Jesus teaches us, even in the Lord's Prayer, that God wants us to be in agreement with what he wants to have done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We read, for example, particularly in the eschatological literature, in Revelation, in Daniel, that a day is coming in Isaiah, where there will be no more wars and no more tears and no more violence and no more hatred. That day is coming. And so we need to position ourselves on the side of God, who's going to bring that about. God can make it happen, and we should pray for that. But I think also, particularly in these sort of frozen or protracted public conflicts, where it's very easy for people to become politically or ideologically polarized, as Christians, we need to say, no, we are the peacemakers. We're going to be the ones who seek, even if we hold divergent views from others, to say, how can we engage in this in a way that brings about peace and doesn't escalate conflict?
So there's lots for us to think about, lots for us to pray about, but we can't just sit back. I'm convinced of this, and say, well, Dion and his team will sort it out, or that church or those leaders, and we sort of wash our hands of our responsibility as the church. You've heard it here from Prof. Dion. Check out the podcast of this again and give it a listen. Dion, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's cold and miz this side. Glad you've got some sunshine. Enjoy it, and we'll connect again next week.
Thanks, my friend. God bless. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.